Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity, of course, to be prepared for today's trading opportunities. Now, unfortunately, we've kind of got a bit of a classic market consolidation going on, where we're making very little progress in either direction, and that creates an interesting dynamic. It requires us to be a little bit more on the patient side, but when prices break out of these sideways moves, we do like those as opportunities. So we'll still identify them, we'll still sort of try to be patient and wait for the right trade to come along, but we've been in a few trades now for the majority of the trading week, and some of the data is kind of even supportive of our trades, and we're still really not getting much of a market move. So we do have important news out today and tomorrow, and maybe that will be the catalyst to get some momentum going for these markets more broadly. Okay, so on that note, let's get straight into it, and we'll of course start with our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So choosing which markets to focus your attention on is a very useful skill. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? So that's your trading strategy. How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, and trading psychology, all very important elements. And we consider these considerations every day in our live trade rooms on a very practical basis. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and willing to be patient when we experience kind of market conditions like we're currently seeing. So unfortunately, this is the dynamic of these financial markets right now. It's very important we realize that that's the case. Okay, so let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So I did mention, good morning everyone. I did mention that we do have some important news coming out today and tomorrow. Bit of a flattish week already. It's worth noting Australian CPI coming in considerably above expectations is now lending the markets to believe that, you know, some of these central banks may be looking at raising rates rather than cutting rates. So that's an interesting dynamic, and it'd be interesting to see how that plays out with the Fed, especially if inflation actually comes back a bit stronger. New home sales coming in way below expectations. So the jump from the previous figure, which is nearly 700,000, down to 620, 619, is a sizable shift. Crude oil inventories, we were saying if we get another negative figure, we'd probably see it support prices to the upside. If it comes in positive territory, we'd expect to see a bit of a negative market reaction. And we did get a brief negative market reaction. It just didn't really stick for very long. So we'll have a look at oil as well in a little bit more detail. So today we'll be hearing from the Governor of the Bank of England, due to hold a press conference about the financial stability report. So we'll get a bit of an update on that. But the more significant data points are around the final GDP number. So this is one of a few GDP numbers, and Last time out, the final number was, this is quarter on quarter. It come in at 3.4. So now we're expected, you know, more than less than, significantly less than half that GDP number. But the market is already, well, I'd like to say it's priced it in, but it hasn't really, with equity markets at all-time highs and a stuttering dollar, really. So we're not seeing things priced in the normal way, like we would ordinarily like them to react and price in these shifts. But we're expecting 1.4. This is the final GDP print of three different GDP prints. So it's very likely to come in line with expectations, but let's see if it comes in above or below these expectations. At the same time, we'll be getting these unemployment claims numbers. So this is it's actually at 1:30 UK time. So we'll fix that when we switch the rooms in just a second. So we'll be broadcasting during this news event. So it'll be interesting to see how the market responds to that particular news event, of course. Pending home sales month on month. Not expected to show that much growth. 0.6 is the expectation. It's bank holiday in New Zealand tomorrow. And it looks and it appears that the markets are kind of really focused on tomorrow's core PCE numbers. We'll see if that's the case, because we've had such a bit of a sideways moving week so far. So nothing is really making any significant progress. And that could be the case when there's a lot of sort of minor news events. Nothing particularly driving market sentiment to any great extent. When the market is kind of focusing on a major news event that's coming down the tracks, and this core PCE could be one of those events. So, just very quickly, crude oil inventory is coming in positive territory. We'd expect it to have a bit more of a negative impact on crude oil. So that's our expectations going into these markets. But sometimes it's just worth taking a little bit of a step back and seeing what these markets are, what sort of phase are they all in. And the best way to do that is via our support resistance boxes, where prices fail to break the highs and they fail to break the lows, and you just get this consolidative price action. So we can actually look at this period here for confirmation with the S&P 500. 2, 4, 6, 8, pretty much 9 days of limited progress, let's say. Exact same for the NASDAQ. We'll have a look at some of the corporate earnings from yesterday, of course, in the European live trade room in just a moment. We've got a bearish view of crude oil. And as you can see, we were quite bullish crude oil. Well, price action was really quite bullish, and we're wanting this market to roll back over. And it did. And it made further progress to the downside off the back of the crude oil inventories number. But you can see here, we've got 2, 4, 6, 7 days, 2, 4, 6, 8 days of kind of sideways moving pattern. And that's really the takeaway in this market. Gold, we're now much closer to these lows, but we do need a bit of dollar strength. And we do have a little bit of dollar strength. We're certainly not not seeing or getting the strength that we probably anticipated yesterday. Even we're expecting these prices to break lower, and they did get down to those lows but bounced off the support. I might just fix that, because we're getting a little bit of a bounce again today. So when we make any progress, we spend the next few days just retracing that progress. So we're in a sideways pattern again for more than 2 weeks. And dollar Swiss, our bias is still firmly to the upside. We just got a bit of strange price action, and we did rally off this low. This candlestick occurred in the space of, you know, 2 or 3 minutes off the back of the SMB surprising the markets with another rate cut. And then we've seen this grinding rally into strong resistance now. So we've got a bit of a question mark over its destination now at this point. And then last but not least, looking at all these major markets, gold is in quite a long-term sideways pattern from mid-March through to the end of June. So we're looking at a three-month sideways move across in the gold market. So we just broadly have conditions which are very, very consolidative. So let's just see outside of those, is there something else we can focus our attention on? You can see the amount of volume in yesterday's market was pretty poor. We even had a rejection of the highs in the the Nikkei. And then the DAX, our bearish is to the downside. We were very interested to see, could we actually close below that 200 period moving average? The answer is no. Kind of pulled back right to it, and we're currently sitting at that level now as we speak. So our bias is lower for the CAC 40. This is the French stock market, bearing in mind the political turmoil with the snap election. And Macron's party not performing particularly well. So there's your sideways pattern in crude oil and gold. So the yen is an interesting one. There's a bit of nervousness up here now. We're over the 160. We haven't had any sort of yen intervention as of yet, and we saw strong progress to the upside. So these markets are comfortably going against the central bank. The BOJ don't necessarily want these prices above 160, but right now they don't seem willing to be able to do anything about it, or they're not wanting to do anything about it. So you want them to kind of make up your mind. Are you going to defend the 160? Are you going to allow markets to just run away? Which is a strange position for them to take, because we can clearly see the intervention off the 160 level previously, and now we're trading above 160. So, I mean, we could rally to 161 and then you could see the intervention kick in. So we're kind of more on intervention watch with the yen than anything else, which makes it a difficult dynamic. So let's see if there's any progress made in any of the dollar pairs. Our bias could be lower in the pound dollar, lower highs, lower lows, as this market could potentially roll over to the downside. So further downside for the euro, further downside for the pound. Dollar yen is rallying higher. Dollar Swiss is bouncing off those lows. Dollar CAD in a sideways pattern, as you can see. The Aussie dollar, yesterday we rejected the highs. The inflation number would, I suppose, contribute to supporting the Aussie dollar because of the hawkish nature of the RBA, or the expectations for the RBA to be a little bit on the hawkish side. would be favorable for the dollar, for the Aussie dollar, should I say, against the US dollar. And we did get that move initially, and then we pulled back and retraced all most of that move, and we're still in a sideways moving pattern. So nothing has really changed. So there is the potential for dollar strength. A lot of it is running into support levels. So our trade plan should be quite straightforward. Let me just bring this up on screen. So we've got consolidating mixed market conditions. We do want to keep all options open. We do want to see if there's going to be further potential, further US indice weakness, potential for dollar strength, be selective, euro dollar, pound dollar potential. And so we can broadly keep options open like we've been saying all week, unfortunately. But what we're looking at is the potential for US indices to weaken further. And if we get signs of that, could add something like the NASDAQ. But we need to see a little bit more from it. Same analysis for the dollar strength. So euro dollar, pound dollar, we need to sort of make a bit more progress below yesterday's low. And then there's the potential for gold to make that move below the 22.85 and for crude oil to break lower as well. So if those happen, then there's opportunities there. And if we're still consolidating going into tomorrow's PCE numbers, we wouldn't overly be too surprised about that, but we'll have to play it as things unfold. So that's our trade plan, guys. It's summary wise, it's we're experiencing consolidated markets, and there's no going away from that. As a result, high probability trades are a little bit more difficult to come by, but all trends start from consolidation. That's the first thing. Secondly, the price action you get off the back of consolidated markets can be really good quality, high probability trades, and because the dynamics of a breakout come to the fore. So we can just be patient and wait for those decent trades to come our way and be ready for them, really. That's the bigger thing. So for now, markets are consolidating with some important news this afternoon, further important news tomorrow. And let's see if we can catch a winning week. So, but definitely frustrating, definitely sideways in nature. It feels like it's kind of a summer market already. It's a bit early, but it's, you know, low volume, low volatility, consolidating mixed market conditions. You know, it is what it is. It's not great from an opportunity perspective right now. Okay, but we shall continue to be patient and wait for those good opportunities to come away. Right, and guys, on that note, there's not much to say on the narratives because the markets pretty much keep ignoring the reality, really. It's pushing it to one side. There's a bit of disconnect between the rate pivot narrative and the higher rate for longer narrative. So there's other things, other dynamics in play. So we'll see how these narratives play out over time. Right, on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If you've got any questions, feel free to post them. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts in just $59 per calendar month. For more information, go to thelivetrading.com and connect with us through the chat function if you need. Great stuff. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, take care. We'll switch rooms now for those of you that want to join us for the European live trade room, and we'll speak to you next time. Take care. Great stuff. My pleasure as always, guys. Bye for now.